Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I've been on the farm in Illinois since last week's radio commentary. It's always so exciting to see the beautiful fields of corn and soybeans. Unless we get hit with destructive weather, we should have a pretty good crop. I love driving down the country roads past farms where I grew up. Memories of families and the kids and my sisters and I played softball and basketball with. We rode ponies together in the woods hunting squirrels. We rode to our one-room country school, too. It's not there anymore. It's been gone for 30 years. A lot of those families are also gone. And over the last 70 or 80 years, farms have grown in size. Our 200-acre farm was pretty good size then. Today, to operate 500 acres or 1,000 acres or more isn't unusual. Consolidation is what has been happening. We have bigger tractors, combines to harvest. When I was 6 years old, my dad was picking ears of corn into a wagon pulled by one of our workhorses named Bert. Bert and our other workhorse, Bill, pulled a two-row corn planter when we planted. We had pigs in those old days, and we still have pigs. The farming business, like almost all businesses, have changed. We have technology that no one even imagined in the old days. It makes me feel a little sad to watch the consolidation. In the ranch country or out west, ranches are growing in size too. Rich people that have so much money will buy land and invest it into the country. Now I have been reading that other countries are buying our farm and ranch land. China is at the top of that list. It's possible that we may need to put a stop to the foreign intrusion of China. Our farms are national security. I really enjoyed the visit to our farm. We have five farm workers operating 4,000 acres and raising 4,000 happy pigs. We are all excited about harvest, which will begin in less than a month, and I'll be going back then. Now, some other issues because of the Russia-Ukraine war. Ukraine food exports are cut in half compared to last year. Russia is still allowing export ships through the Black Sea, and we hope we can keep that door open. There are a lot of hungry people. The annual crop tour is in process here in the United States this week, with dozens of farm leaders walking corn and soybean fields to estimate the yield. The yield that they come up with will influence market prices, but we won't really know until the crops are harvested. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.